Well, hello and welcome to listeners on WSCS, WMNB, and WLSL. This is DJ Frederick, and you've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop. The Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and forays deep into the archives. So light up the lava lamp and come on a musical journey deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-track tapes, and cassettes. The Thrift Shop is open for musical exploration. Well, this is DJ Frederick. Thank you for joining me for another excursion into the Radio Thrift Shop. And I've got another eclectic program of music planned for you, so please strap in. This is going to get interesting. In the latter half of the program, we'll be playing a featured album by Cal Jader, wonderful vibraphonist. But before that, we're going to also feature an album. It's by Hartmut Zinn. And I'm probably completely massacring his name. But it's well known that one of the most renowned symphonic progressive rock opera, Tubular Bells, produced by Mike Oldfield, exerted incredible influence upon a number of young artists, one of whom was Hartmut Zinn, a promising German guitarist. In the early 1980s, he stumbled upon a copy of Tubular Bells, and he got deeply interested into Mike Oldfield's musical worldview. And he got so impulsive and creative that he produced a symphonic monster of his own. And finally, his creativity saw the light in 1982 as his debut album, Heilsland, which was distributed in Germany by Deutsche Grammophon. So we're going to hear some selections from Hartmut Zinn's Heilsland. This is Heilsland, Part 1. Thank you. Your ears do not deceive you. That was not Mike Oldfield, but that was the very Mike Oldfield influenced Hartmut Zinn from his 1982 LP, Heil's Land, and that was Heil's Land Part 1. Well, you stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Always taking a musical excursion here on Saturday evenings from 10 p.m. until midnight. We're going to change gears in just a moment, and I'll have a featured album by vibraphonist Cal Jader.
Exploring Science and the Sea. By the late 1960s, many Americans were getting fed up with bad news about the environment. A book early in the decade warned about the dangers of pesticides. An oil spill on the coast of California killed thousands of birds and other creatures. A river in Ohio caught fire. And pictures snapped by Apollo astronauts showed Earth as a fragile blue ball. To inform Americans about the problems, Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin organized an environmental sit-in. It was held on April 22nd of 1970. The first Earth Day, and an estimated 20 million people took part. The project began as a way to raise awareness about the environment on school and college campuses. Organizers quickly expanded it, though. They convinced the mayor of New York to shut down part of Fifth Avenue and to turn Central Park over to their efforts. Tens of thousands turned out, and smaller events were staged in cities and towns around the country. The turnout helped galvanize some political changes. The Environmental Protection Agency was created in late 1970, for example, and Congress quickly enacted new laws protecting the air, the water, and endangered species. Earth Day has been celebrated in the United States every year since then, and in 1990, it expanded to other countries. In 2020, the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, events are scheduled for almost every country on the globe, addressing not just America's environment, but the environment of the entire planet. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. And on this half of the program, we're going to delve into a featured album, Jader Plays Jazz. Recorded in December 1954 and in June of 1955 in San Francisco and Berkeley. Now, Jader Plays Jazz features Cal Jader on vibes and drums, Bud Collins on trombone, Brew Moore on tenor saxophone, Eddie Duran on guitar, Sonny Clark on piano, Al McKibben on bass, and Eugene Wright on bass, and Bobby White on drums. We'll start off with Mote and Swing from Jader Plays Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Four selections from my featured album today on the Radio Thrift Shop. Jader Plays Jazz, recorded back in December of 1954 and in June of 1955 in San Francisco and Berkeley, California. From the top of the set, we heard Moton Swing, There Will Never Be Another You, A Minor Goof, I make lots of minor goofs in these shows, and Imagination, and it definitely takes imagination to enjoy the radio.
This is Bird Note. Is there anything a determined backyard birder can do to contribute to the science of ornithology? You bet there is. One of the best studies of a North American bird ever written was by Margaret Morse Nice about song sparrows. In the 1920s and 30s, while she was raising her family, Margaret Nice banded more than 800 sparrows in a 40-acre tract near her home in Ohio. Most of us nowadays have neither the time nor the 40 acres, but there's still much we can do. The easiest way to collect information at home is to keep a careful record of what birds show up and when. Start in spring, when birds begin to sing. Spend some time each week noting and recording the comings and goings of the birds in your yard. In just a year, you'll have more than 50 records. Think of all the information you'd have after 5 or 10 years. The better we understand bird populations, the more readily we can preserve them. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Sasquatch Books, announcing Every Penguin in the World, a narrative and photographic book that chronicles a couple's quest to see every penguin species on the planet.
All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, going on 22 years here at the WSCS. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. If you'd like to catch up on any of the older programs of Radio Thrift Shop or any of my other shows, like Seldom Heard Radio or Gentle on My Mind, you can check out radioforall.net. That's radio, the number 4, all.net. And just do a search for DJ Frederick or Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
Alan Morehouse with the West Coasting from 1970. Before that, Alan Hankshaw and Soul Organ Impromptu. And we started off with Alessandro Alessandroni and Vacanza Blue. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, program number 516. I want to say thank you for joining me on this musical journey. And wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love.